afternoon, and welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Bunmagura. Thank you, member supporters. Today, we focus the hour on the finalists and aspiring recitalists who all competed on June 9, 2018 in the Mary Truman Art Song Vocal Competition at the Manhattan School of Music in New York. The vocal competition, sponsored by my organization, the Art Song Preservation Society, is part of a spring art song festival, which includes masterclasses with prominent teachers and guest artists, community outreach performances, song recitals, and of course, the finals of this thrilling art song vocal competition. Today, we will hear excerpts from the finals, including the winner, who will go on to present an art song recital in New York in May 2019. The vocal competition is named after Mary Truman, a remarkable vocal pedagogue, pianist, and art song specialist with a particular emphasis on English, French, and German song. She lived from 1915 to 2008 and leaves behind quite a legacy with this vocal competition. I was privileged enough to have studied with her personally and count her as my primary mentor and dear friend.
Schönen Monat Mai. Als alle Knospen sprangen, da ist in meinem Herzen die Liebe aufgegangen.
The afternoon began with a recording of a short recitation of Mary Truman reading French and German poetry. From there, young soprano Erica Bykoff began the competition. Bykoff, she's been featured in masterclasses with Margot Garrett, Graham Johnson, Martin Katz, and Anne Murray, and has studied privately with Dalton Baldwin and Lorraine Nubar. Today, we'll hear her singing a Latin American piece, Triste, by Ginastera.
Oh.
That was soprano Erika Bykoff with pianist Diego Toronelli. From there, we were dazzled by Alison Gish, mezzo-soprano, with her pianist Félix Yarrard singing Debussy's La Chevelure from his Trois Chansons de Bilitis. Continued the afternoon with soprano Maria Brea, a native of Venezuela. She also presented a French melody, C'est by Poulenc.
Thank you.
That was soprano Maria Brea with pianist Colby Sharnan performing Poulenc's Se. From there, baritone Joseph Hahn took the stage, performing Canción al Árbol del Olvido by Ginastera.
En mis pagos hay un árbol que del olvido se llama, al que van a despenarse vidalitai los moribundos del alma.
Next to take the stage was soprano Joo Hyun Han, originally from South Korea. She was joined by pianist Renata Rolfing, who hails from Hawaii originally. The duo performed Melodia Sentimental by Villa-Lobos, and Joo Hyun Han was the winner of the Latin American Award. The award for Latin American art song singing was a special award presented that afternoon by specialist mezzo-soprano Maya Hoover, who is on faculty at the University of Hawaii, and pianist Jose Melendez.
Thank you.
That performance was followed by bass baritone Jeremy Hirsch and his pianist Rami Saradine performing Blitzstein's The New Suit.
My wishes are but few. I wish my wish comes true. Rack-a-moochie, wicky, wacky, and ooh, haggity-goo. On the bodies of three dead ants carefully laid side by side, starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. I want a suit with a form-fitting coat and a six-button vest and a zipper fly. It will not shrink when weather gets stormy, and no one ever wore it before me. Nothing could be so fine. A wonderful suit that was bought and paid for at a genuine store with a zipper fly. If you had two brothers with their hand-me-down left to you, then you know what I'm wishing for. You dream of your wine and women and song and cigars a foot long. But as for I dream of pants with those modified peg cuffs and a high waist effect and a zipper fly. Haggity-goo. Oh, wish is so delish, I wish I get my wish. Roosie-goosie, chicky-chacky, and a chew. Haggity-goo. And I call upon the seventh letter of the seventh word of the seventh paragraph of the editorial page of the Daily News. Grant me a suit with a form-fitting coat and a six-button vest and a zipper fly. Oh, with what fearful pleasure I'd wear it. I'd be so beautiful, I can't bear it. Nothing could be so fine. Oh, and please have that suit with a pepper and salt pattern and a little place for flowers and a zipper fly. My dream tells me one day I will walk down Fifth Avenue. It will be Easter Sunday, maybe. People will pass me and nudge one another and say as they slyly give me the eye, who is that man in that wonderful suit? That unspeakable suit with a zipper fly. Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if before I wake, I should die, please. enchanting new suit with a zipper fly.
What's an art song vocal competition without a little Strauss? For that, we turn to Heimliche Erforderung, performed by tenor Tae-hwan Koo and his pianist Jae-min Kim.
Auf hebe die Funken der Schall empor zu Mut und trinke mein Freude, meine dein Herz gesund. Und wenn du sie hebst, so winke mir heimlich zu, dann lächle ich und dann. Das hier der Trunk der Schwätzer. Verachte sie nicht zu sehr, nein, hebe die blinkende Schale gefüllt mit Wein und lass mein Leben dem Meile sie glücklich sein. Doch hast du das Mal genossen, den Durst gesteht, dann verlasse dir laut und wandle hinaus in den Garten zum Rosenstrauch. Dort will ich dir dann erwarten nach altem Brauch und will an die Brust dir sehen.
From there, the afternoon proceeded with more French song, this time from soprano Angela Joy Lam and her pianist David Stokowski performing Debussy's Romance d'Ariel, followed by the Encouragement Award winner Cameron Leung with her pianist Joseph Kingma performing Poulenc's Sanglots from his Banalité.
Yeah.
baritone Brian Mexdorf with pianist Renata Rolfing contributed Schubert for the afternoon with Der Doppelgänger. Next, two of the winners took the stage. The first, the grand prize winner, soprano Christine Lyons, with pianist Michael Finlay, presented Marx's Hat dich die Liebe berührt. That was followed by the winner of the French Song Singing Award, tenor Christopher Reims, and his pianist Martin Neron, performing Debussy's Clair de Lune from Fête Galante. The winner, soprano Christine Lyons, is a student of famed mezzo-soprano Denise Graves. Tenor Christopher Reims was presented with a special award by famed pianist Dalton Baldwin, the Gérard Souzet French Art Song Singing Prize.
Oh,
And the final singer that afternoon was Brazilian-Italian-American soprano Asli Filmer performing Ian Gordon's Joy. She performs with pianist Renato Rolfing, a native of Hawaii who was a graduate of the Juilliard School of Music. In addition to soprano, Christine Lyons winning the grand prize competition, and tenor, Christopher Reams, winning the Gerard Souzet Prize for French Singing, Chu Shun Han won the Latin American Song Prize, and the first singer, Erica Bykoff, won the audience's Favorite Prize Award. Judging the Mary Truman Art Song Vocal Competition, alongside me were an esteemed panel, including pianist and author of Encyclopedia of French Song, Frank Dakin. Pianist and author of Singing in French, A Manual of French Diction and French Vocal Repertoire, Thomas Grubb. Metropolitan Opera mezzo-soprano, Margaret Lattimore. Collaborative pianist to soprano Jesse Norman for over 20 years, pianist Mark Markham. Latin American art song specialist, pianist Jose Melendez. And Dr. Maya Hoover, mezzo-soprano who is on faculty at the University of Hawaii. Rounding out the panel of judges that afternoon was operatic soprano Andrea Del Giaducci. Before ending today's program, let's revisit the winner, Christine Lyons, soprano, with pianist Michael Findlay, this time performing Debussy's C'est l'extase from his Ariettes oubliées and La Rosa by Guastavino. Thank you. I hope you enjoy today's celebration of Art Song and the talented young singers who all performed this rich repertoire this past summer in tribute to Mary Truman in an Art Song vocal competition named in her honor. I'm your host, Blair Bunmagura. I'll see you on a future Singing and Other Sins. Aloha.
Wunderschönen Monat Mai. Als alle Knospen sprangen, da ist in meinem Herzen die Liebe aufgegangen.